Okay, sorry, it's Vav Adar Beis, March 13th, sorry I'm late. We're on page Pei Gimel, right in the middle. Yireyim, al Pasuk, Es Hashem Lokechatira. Yireyim is Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, one of the great Rishonim. He wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. So in the Pasuk, Es Hashem Lokechatira, Umizeh HaMikra Lamanu Sheyira Adam Bagil Advar Mitzvah. From this we learn that a person should have fear when he reaches a Dvar Mitzvah, which is exactly the idea that Revolve was talking about. Some of the other sources were specific to one mitzvah or another. This is general. Shebimachshevas halev hayira. Yira is in the thoughts of the heart. Dechsiv yireisim elokecha. As it says, you shall fear your God. Ugedolahi mitzvahs hayira shere adam yachal lakaima elef pa'amim bayom. This mitzvah is so great, a person can fulfill it 1,000 times a day. Shekol sha'a v'regash u'zocher is a mitzvah v'chore libo aleim. Anytime he remembers the mitzvahs and his heart is trembling, concerned about them, kiyem es Hashem Elokecha tira. The part he skipped, I think, was that the Reim applies es Hashem Elokecha tira to mitzvahs. I think he says because it's a thing in the heart. How do you attach it to something? So when you do a mitzvah, you have fear. That's a way of like quantifying or applying the fear of Hashem. Arei mitzvahs yiras Hashem mekaimim becherdas alev el hamitzvahs. So the general mitzvah of fearing Hashem, we fulfill the charados alev, like the trepidation in the heart, over mitzvahs. V'isa b'tikunei zohar Torah u'mitzvah below dechilu rechimu. Lo yechilus l'salako l'mekem kodem Hashem. Torah and mitzvahs without yira and ava, dechilu and rechimo is yira and ava, can't go up and stand before Hashem. Torah and mitzvahs need to have ava and yira. Kula gedola matzinu be'ikrim l'ri albozal. We find a tremendous kula, a leniency, in the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo. The Rambam wrote that there are 13 articles of faith, primary beliefs. Rabbi Yosef Albo wrote a whole sefer analyzing that. He holds it can really be whittled down to three. But in the course of his analysis, he goes through many fundamental concepts of Torah. There's a fascinating chiddush that he writes. Mivar pasuk v'atu Yisrael moshem l'kach shalom imachkim liyira, etc. Lishmaras mitzvos v'chulu. So on that pasuk where Klal Yisrael is told, what does Hashem ask of you but to fear Hashem, to fulfill His mitzvos? V'chi Moshe haya omer li Yisrael gadol haflogos chas de Hashem. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael the great chesed of Hashem. Haflog is like the extreme of something. Ki min adin ha'yiroyel ha'adam lira es Hashem Yisrael ha'lechas bidrach v'la'ava oso lov v'chol lev v'chol nefesh. Really, it would be appropriate for a person to fear Hashem and to do all these things. Go in His ways, love Him, serve Him with whole heart and soul. Heikel alav Hashem Yisbarach, ki tachas kol zet zivo lishmar chukos Hashem mitzvos bilvad. He has a fascinating read of this pasuk, that the pasuk is saying, if you do my mitzvos, it's as if you did all of those things. Too hard for man to do all those things. So do my mitzvahs and be considered as if you did all that. And from that he'll achieve the characteristic that would reach him from actually serving Hashem wholeheartedly and with his whole soul. Even though apparently we don't paskin like the Ikrim on this, there are a number of fascinating chidushim in the Sefer Ikrim that are not actually mainstream. I wasn't familiar with this one, but this is interesting. And we would assume we do have to pursue all those mitzvahs. But he's going to say the very idea that a Rishon could say, if you do the mitzvahs, it's as if you have Yira and Ava and so on, means that the mitzvahs are like the vehicle of Yira and Ava. Maybe other Rishon wouldn't take it so far to say that they supplant those midos, but certainly it's like the focal point. Mitzvahs are where Yira and Ava happen. Ad kedei kach that somebody would say they take the place. So that's illuminating for us, even if we don't follow the Ikrim entirely, but the mitzvos are the means of Yireh, which is really what you saw in the Yireim also. How do you fear Hashem, your God? Through having Yireh of mitzvos.
So Rav Albo says that by doing the mitzvot, you actually do attain that.
Yeah, you don't have to focus on Yireh per se. Uh-huh. It may be better to, but you don't have to. He's saying we wouldn't go that far.
We say it's a means to it.
Right, which is a fascinating thing. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. It's a show.